with Vance Roger.
Good morning, Herb, and everybody else who's jumping on the line. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. I was wrestling with how to properly introduce my good friend Herb Rapp. And Herb, I don't know if you remember this, but one of the first times that you and I were together was in Orlando, Florida. I don't remember what year it was, but I know it was post or after 2000. There was these events around North America. They called them Diamond something, Diamond Summits maybe. Anyways, but here I was, as I am today, barely 5'6", with shoes on, closer to 5'5". And Herb, you're how tall?
6'3".
So same height as my father-in-law. And I remember meeting you. I'd seen you before, but this was the time we came together. But I looked up to you and I thought, man, this guy has really, really got his act together. When I grow up, I want to be more like this guy. And knowing I wasn't going to get any taller, but I know you won't take this the wrong way, but I started idolizing some of your mannerisms and the way you conversed with people. And it really was one of those things, because you were ahead of the game, or ahead of the game in my mind, as how you. But I know the more I got to know you over the years and the more we developed a friendship, it was your innate ability to take what you learned on the court, either in basketball or tennis or anything else that you put your mind to in the world of athletics, to quickly adapt so you could accelerate. And I know you were one of the people that spurred me on to be 50 pounds lighter than I was then. And when you're short like I am, you don't have a lot of room to hide it, but I did it creatively. But now I weigh the same I did in high school. So I just want to say thank you up front for setting the example, physically for one, but also in all the other areas, especially in the mind, because I've learned so much from you over the years. Our words create our future is one of the many things I learned. So take it away. And most people are familiar with your story. And if they're not, they can catch it on recording. But I want to jump right on into what did you do? Because I know some of the big things you did, literally relocating, you know, as Abram did in the Old Testament, picking up your whole family, you and Grace, and making a major move, but adapting to accelerate. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Vance. And thank you for everybody that got up in this morning and took the time to get on a call. I hope I share something that has some meaning for you. Concerning the season we're in right now, let me open with a short prayer. Lord, we come before you this morning with anticipation that you're going to lay out some direction for us through me. We pray for wisdom, discernment, and understanding. We pray that you clarify our vision. I pray that you would stoke the fire of our passion for our nation, for our God, for our friends, our family members. And I pray you give us a double portion of truth this morning so we can see through all the baloney that we're seeing out there in the media. And we pray for our president. We pray for the return of sanity to our country and the world. Pray for Luis. And we pray for Ruben and all the people at NECAN that are doing the best they can to give us this wonderful vehicle of wellness that we're sharing. And I pray for all the people in the NECAN world, and pray for a double portion of blessing on their businesses for the remainder of this year, in Jesus' name. Well, folks, we have an opportunity to look at things very differently. We can look at things as everything's falling apart before us, or we can say to ourselves, no promotion comes without a challenge. And I think we would all agree right now that we got a challenge before us that is unprecedented in the history of mankind. And the season we're in is one of serious testing that's going on right now, and we have to recognize that. This is not business as usual. It's a different world completely. So we've been given a test, and it kind of reminds me of what's going on. And I would put a disclaimer out there right now. I'm sharing my personal opinions, and I think that's what Vance wanted, and it's going to come across maybe to some people as me thinking I know a lot more than everybody else. That's not it at all. I just want to just share what my thoughts are. So I hope no one's offended, but I'm sorry if you are. Reminds me of a T-shirt I saw at church one morning. I thought it was pretty interesting. The man, when he stood up in front of me, had a T-shirt on it. It said, "Two things I know. Number one, there is a God. Number two, he's not you." After I chuckled a little bit, I realized that as I was preparing to chat with you this morning, that that's kind of the problem we have right now, folks. It's my opinion that there's a handful of people in the world who have a lot of money, a lot of power, and they want to control the world. They've decided that there's too many people on the planet. They decided who's going to live and who's going to die. And it's not a small decision. It's their decision to kill millions, if not billions, of people. So if this is a surprise to you, I hope it's not. But they have ideas on how to do it, and it involves vaccines. It involves a lot of things that we don't quite understand. I personally believe that 5G is a bioweapon, and they've laid out a plan to cause great harm to the people on this planet with that. So without spending a lot of time on it, that's just my opinion. Now, this morning's call is to discuss with us, you know, among ourselves, how we may move from where we are to where we want to be. In life, it's important to know where you are and why you're there. Those of us that are in our 70s, we know the choices we made got us to where we are. I forget who said it was, but one wise man said, "You can't get to where you want to go with the decisions and the thinking that got you to where you are." So that would indicate we need to change, we need to adapt. To get to where you want to go, you have to decide where you want to go, and then you have to have an action plan that's going to get you there. So that's been the truth in personal development coaching, in the Bible, in many places. You have to have an action plan. I was in prayer during 2005 when I made it to Royal Diamond. I prayed every morning for about an hour. And the Lord spoke to me after I got done praying one morning. He said, "The question for the 21st century is, who's your daddy?" Well, that's a pretty good question right now. Who are you going to believe? Who's your daddy? Who are you going to call? You're going to call Ghostbusters? You got to pay attention to who you're spending time with, who you're listening to. And I know for one thing, there's a lot of people out there that are listening to the wrong people. There are a lot of churches that are shut down. At a time when the world needs churches more than any, a lot of churches are shut down. So if you've got a church that's shut down, you might want to question the thinking of the church and what's going on there, because the church needs to be open. It's a gift that God gave us in the Constitution and the amendments. We're supposed to be getting the message from the Lord, and the church is where we're supposed to get it. And I know that I was frustrated when I was living in Las Vegas. My church shut down, and I was praying for 2 months, "Lord, where should I be? I need spiritual guidance, and I need to be someplace where I'm being fed." And I prayed for approximately 2 months, and I'll be darned if the Lord didn't give me an opportunity. A friend of mine called me up on a Friday night after I'd been closed down in my tennis business for nearly 5 months, with no income there. I still had my Nikken income. But he called up and he said, "My brother is leaving his job in Atlanta. He's the Georgia area representative for a hot tub company I've been working with for 15 years. And he said, would you be interested in it? I know your tennis has dried up." I thought about it for 4 seconds and said, "Yes." He says, "The only problem is we need you as quick as you can be there." I said, "I'll be there Thursday." So I informed Grace that we were moving. I packed up the car and packed up the house to some degree. And Grace and I got in the car and we drove cross country with our little cat Maggie. And we got to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I had 2 days of training. And then on a Wednesday, I started working in the hot tub industry. And I'll be darned if it hasn't been the most exciting, invigorating change I've had in recent memory. People ask me, "How do you prospect in Nikken, or what are you looking for?" When I share with them, I look for people who are in need physically and sometimes financially. I look for people who are passionate and enjoying life. I primarily look for ladies because they seem to do a good job with sharing and taking care of people. And then I also look for people that have some resources. They can't be, you know, they've got to have money to be able to buy the product. So those are some of the things I look for when I look for a prospect. Well, in my new business with selling hot tubs, everybody coming through the door is looking for stress relief, looking to relax, looking to enjoy life. And I'll be darned, and most of them are 55 or 60 or thereabouts, not all, but a lot of them are. And most of them want to feel better. So I'll be darned if I'm not in the perfect environment for people who are perfect prospects for sharing what I've found with NECAN. I've been here about 5 months now, and in a season when many of the people here in this country and around the world have found their businesses deteriorate or disappear completely, I've entered 5 months of earning more money than I've ever earned in my life. My NECAN business has grown 15 to 20%, and my hot tub business in a business industry right now that's selling at 200, 300, 400% more than normal. I just share that with you because I want you all to feel like there's a around the corner from challenge, there's an amazing rainbow with an opportunity with something great that can happen. So I'm having a hard time even sleeping at night. It's so exciting because I'm meeting some of the nicest people. So many people embrace what I've shared with them about NECAN. And all my wellness information, my book, Fit to Win, I give them a copy of the book if they buy a hot tub. And so many people call me back and say how much they've appreciated that and enjoyed that. And I guess that I've had to change my career 3 times, or at least move my career. I had a tennis shop that they closed up after I found NECAN. They decided to tear out the tennis shop, so I was forced to move. Fortunately, I was doing well in NECAN, and I could move into that arena. And then I was doing very well in Las Vegas with a combination of NECAN and the tennis business on the Strip in Las Vegas. And all of a sudden, I mean, how would you ever dream that the hotels would shut down? I never saw anything like that. And when they came open again, they were just a fraction of the business, and they opened 3 days a week. Now it's just a sad situation there. And one time I got caught in a power struggle at a tennis club, and I was relieved of my duties because there was a power struggle over the payments on salaries, and my salary was significant, so they let me go. So 3 times I've been in a very successful job and business, and all of a sudden had to relocate. But I want to tell you one thing. I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't had to move. In the Bible, Elijah was being fed at the brook, and when the brook dried up, he had to find the widow Zarephath, and she took care of him with a cruse of oil. So I always felt like I should not fear having to move and change what I was doing. And sometimes it meant leaving tennis, and sometimes it meant leaving other things. But the good news is that change is your friend. It's not your enemy. And obviously you want to do the best you can to maintain wisdom about what you're doing. But if you're hearing from the Lord, change can be very exciting. So now I'm talking about the things I know about health. And the thing that I find staggering is that never on TV have I heard a mainstream media a comment about building the immune system to keep yourself safe during this pandemic. And we know as NECAN consultants that the magnetic field is wonderful for keeping the immune system strong. Our nutritionals, our far infrared, infrared technology, sun's energy. Well, we just have just a wonderful group of blessings that we have at our disposal. We're in a world right now which is facing tremendous health challenges. And if any of you know a doctor, ask him how good it is to wear a mask. My personal belief is one of the worst things you can do. I mean, do you want to put your mouth down by the tailpipe of your car and suck up some carbon monoxide? Well, you're putting a mask on, you're sucking up carbon dioxide, and that's not good for you. Do you want to cut your oxygen intake 20 or 30%? That's what's happening when you wear a mask. Which would you rather do without, air, food, or water? It's pretty obvious you don't want to do without air. So what am I saying? I said, there are people that want us wearing masks as a sign of submission. It's an indicator. Even Fauci said it. Fauci said, wearing the mask now is symbolic. Well, I'm not interested in a symbolic mask-wearing lifestyle. It's about time we wake up and smell the coffee and stop being sheep and realize that there's some smarter things to do than wear a mask. Obviously, we have to wear them when we go certain places right now, but we can pray that this lunacy comes to an end. Two healthy bodies don't spread these viruses between them. So it's, you know, we've been fed a bunch of garbage by the mainstream media, and you got to listen to reason. But I would just
Herb,
share that
I,
with you.
Can I want to interject there because I was talking with an attorney yesterday, and across the road from his office is a bar, and his office is an old bank building, and the bar, they've both been there for more than 100 years. And I pointed out to him, and we both agreed. We looked at each other, and I said, well, Richard, right there, just, you know, 50, 75 feet from us, I said, that's what I would call a COVID petri dish of toxicity. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, you've got people drinking alcohol, smoking, and breathing in each other's face. They're all overweight. And I'm not attacking people who do that. But my point is exactly what you're saying. And you drove the point home really beautifully, is if you want to be a turkey, hang out with turkeys. But if you want to be an eagle, hang out with eagles. If you want to be sick, then hang out with people who are sick. And I'm not talking just physically. But, Herb, you're one of those people who you make a decision that, yeah, sometimes, because Luis taught us this a year ago or reminded us of this in Layton, Utah, that it's our decision to change us. We can control our outcome. Our words create our future, our positioning even. And you also stated that the people that you're finding that come in to buy a hot tub, they're of a different mindset. They want wellness. They want to be better, so they're making this significant income, this significant investment. But I think what I'm hearing you saying is, yeah, sometimes we can't control when we go into an area. So it's best to put up a defensive barrier. We up our dose of immunity. We increase our lactoferrin. We increase our intake of slightly alkaline water because disease, cancer, sickness cannot. And however, there are times where we can't control what else is out there. So it's best to put all the defenses up. As a first responder, as a firefighter, there are times when I have to put on the full suit. And you've all seen pictures of firefighters rushing into burning buildings or spraying water. The reason why they're wearing all that personal protective equipment is because, number one, it's required. But number two, nobody wants to be called leather lung anymore. Well, at least I don't know any firefighters that do. Because you breathe in all that stuff, burning, you know, carcinogens. And it's even on a vehicle, you just don't want to do it. So sometimes, but Herb, I so appreciate your point. That is turning off the mainstream media, which is fear-based. Always, always is fear-based. And the Bible, more references than any other thing. Do not fear, don't be afraid. Do not succumb to, you know, the manipulative thoughts. Rise up. That's something that Stacy, my wife, says to her students all the time. Rise up. Do better. We can control it. So I want to say thank you. I wanted to interject that because it's a point we miss out. And when we do that, we'll start to see more common sense decisions, more common sense concepts, because all those obstacles that are out there, they're not the enemy. And I want to say thank you for reminding me of that in the last few months. Stuff we're dealing with my parents and their family, their Nikan business and a lot of other things. The obstacle is not the enemy. The obstacle can be converted into the way. It's more than making lemonade out of lemons. It's identifying it, saying, now, wait a second. And as you said already in your example of, you know, it's dried up here in Vegas. Things are changing. The cruise industry, it basically is no more right now. They keep trying to revamp it, but it's just something that we're going to have to adapt and change. And I love movies. I don't get to go anymore. We get to watch them at home. It's okay. But I can't control who walks in. And usually the people that come to movies, they don't really care about their health. They want their big, massive thing of popcorn, their big, massive jug of acidic, you know, beverage. And I can't control, and I don't want to get breathed out all over all their petri dishes stuff. It's okay. We simply adapt. What I've had to give up is minor compared to what in our business, both our Nikan business, both my brother and I sheet metal business, everything. We're seeing such an acceleration of growth. And I appreciate that. If we can switch gears here, what would you challenge us to do? I mean, you've given us several amazing points, but the small things, some of the small things you do as part of your daily
repertoire, setting goals. You started the conversation with by saying, you know, you have to put some goals down, and sometimes you have to immediate action. It took you 4 seconds to make a decision, and you uprooted everything.
All right, I'm going to talk fast, so everybody
yeah,
just
go ahead.
All right, when you're going to build your business, you got to find yourself in a situation where you're talking to a lot of people. If you want the business to grow, you've got to have more points of contact, and that's where social media comes in. If you're not using social media, hire somebody to help you, because we got a great story. And some of us have personal stories that are exciting. Some have stories like I told my mother's story. And when I did, that's what exploded my business. I got people's attention when I told them the benefits Neekin gave to my mom. Gary Lindner's information on self-care. This is an amazing message that people can resonate with now, that they need to start taking their own care of their own health and their family's health. We must adapt to the concept of self-care. How to grow your Neekin business? Reach more people. Share the truth with passion. Be passionate about it. When people talk to me and I'm telling them about what's happened with me for Neekin, they say, you really believe it, don't you? And I said, well, it's been a wonderful life. I can tell you for 25 years, I kind of calculated, I've averaged between $16,000 and $20,000 a month income. Now, that's like going to heaven without dying, folks. If you haven't experienced it, I highly recommend it. And it wasn't because I necessarily deserved it. I think God just chose to bless me with the opportunity to be in the right place at the right time. But I shared this with so many people, and that was the difference. I saw everybody as a prospect. No one didn't need to know what I knew. And frankly, right now we're in a world war. That's not been announced yet, but we are in a world war on several fronts. And one of the fronts is our health. We are not being given the straight story on food in our country. GMO food, not being forced to be identified as GMO, the chemicals they're putting in the food. You know, there's 20,000 plus chemicals even 20 years ago, and every year they're adding new chemicals that aren't tested. We're telling people that are making food products, you tell us if there's any problems. We don't have time to test all the new products. So you've got to recognize this undeclared world war is not just in a battle with China or Russia. It's a battle within our own government, within our own CDC, within our own FDA and the AMA and the medical establishment in the tank with Big Pharma. And we all know that. I'm not saying anything new, but we got to take it real seriously right now, because when they start putting chemicals in your body and they're not telling you what's in the chemical, what chemicals are in it, who's going to take a vaccine without knowing what's in the vaccine? Don't be stupid. If you're going to let somebody vaccinate you, tell them you want to know what's in the vaccine. You want aborted fetal tissue in a vaccine you're going to take? I don't think so. So anyway, getting on the idea with taking care of ourselves, we've got to look like we know what we're doing when it comes to wellness. We've got to be a product of the product. If you're not, I was told one time by Wolfgang Sonnenberg that when he checked in and became a Neekin distributor, he said only 17% of Neekin wellness consultants have a sleep system. 17%. Just think of that. Our best product, and then only 17% of us were using it. So be a product of the product. Make sure your people that get in the business know that you sell what you use and you sell what you have a testimonial on. If you're not using it, what are the chances of having a testimonial on it? So think of your wellness lifestyle, use the products, and guess what? You know, one of the biggest product lines that's neglected is nutrition. I'm happy to say my finances have allowed me to have a $500 nutrition habit almost 25 years a month. Well, it's a gift to be able to take care of the body. The greatest thing ever created by God is us. Do we think this planet's beautiful? Do you think computers are great? The human body is the greatest thing we've got. So we got to take care of it. So make sure you're taking care of yourself with your nutrition. Remember, you're being evaluated all the time. You start talking about wellness, the people are looking at you and seeing if you're really well, body, mind, spirit. If you're dressed like you're successful, they're going to think you're successful. Think about talking about a team. People love to do things for a team. People will do way more if they join you if they're involved in the team. You know, I found out in the beginning that many times if I would ask people if they would help with a situation where I wanted to hit a certain level, they say, yeah, I'll put an order in this month, or I'll add that water system or the air system I was thinking about getting. So don't be afraid to ask your team for help. But think about that. It's the worst situation right now is people that feel alone. And there's a lot of people that feel alone right now. The suicide rate is off the charts. among veterans, among young people. And imagine, I've been sick in my life and I've been broke in my life. And I promise you, I'd rather be sick than broke. It's a lot easier to solve sick than it is to solve broke. So a lot of people we're talking to, they need money. Now, as another tip for building your business, as a person of faith, I believe that being a giver is one of the most important things. And in 2017 or 18, I decided I was going to start making gifts to different charitable organizations in the tune of $25, $30 a piece. But it started off with five or six, and then it grew up to 15 different charities. And I've sponsored 7 to 10 children in Christian Children's Fund for 20 years approximately. And my progress has been amazing. As the more I gave, my checks went up. So I can promise you, if you want to test that, make it $5 or $10. But the offerings are where God gives you the 30, 60, 100-fold blessing. The tithe is his. That's his 10%. But beyond that, he can bless that 30, 60, 100-fold. And I tested that about 4 years ago, and my goodness, I saw things grow significantly, very noticeably. Be a giver of your income. Be a giver of your time. Be a giver of your encouragement. Talk to people. I wrote a chapter in William Todd's book, and it was communication equals cash flow. I found that if I stayed in communication with people, they blessed me and I blessed them. Sometimes they needed to hear something I was able to share with them, and sometimes they blessed me with something that I really needed to hear. So remember that your communication is one of the most important things in your business. For all of us, someone else holds the key to your progress and success. That friend I had in Florida that called me when he thought of me, and there was an opening for a representative for a hot tub business, has blessed me so much I can't even ever thank him enough. And that was a key to the success I'm going to have in the rest of my life, I believe. Who knows? There may be another change. But start each day with expectation in your mind, because your mind is a battlefield. Someone's winning the battle in your brain. Don't let it be the devil. Don't let it be the naysayers. Don't let it be your sister-in-law that's got negative attitudes and is feeding you bad thoughts. You know, you gotta decide who's feeding your brain and who's what you're watching on TV. Be careful of that too. All those media things that are out there that are whacked out. Arm yourself with time with God. I found that if I was stressed and if I was in a challenging time, stream, I up my time with the Lord in the morning. And it doesn't hurt to pray throughout the day, as the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Faith attracts success. Doubt and disbelief pushes it away. God responds to our actions, not to our need. Your voice is heard. At no time have you done something to please God that he didn't notice it and reward it. What pays dividends? Humility, being grateful, obedience, being a giver. In any of these areas, if you have to start small, but be intent on growing in your in those areas, humility, gratefulness, obedience, and giving. Vance, that's my talk for the morning. If anybody's got questions, I'd be glad to share and answer some.
Well, let me do this, Herb. Let me, because I wanted just a quick review of what I typed up as fast as I can with my thumbs to have it in my phone. Making a commitment to be well, to be an example. Make a commitment to give. Communication equals cash flow. Start each day with expectations. It's my job to guard my mind. And as Psalms tells us, guard your heart. Guard your mind with all diligence. It's like a Roman wall. We set up a barrier there. Don't allow that stuff to go in, because faith or expectation attracts success. It's our job. One of the things, and I will open up the line, or better yet, let's do it this way. I want to control this a little bit, because sometimes we can get way off track, and I do the same thing. I've got a 10-year-old who last night we brought home Ethiopian food, because 3 days ago now, it's Ethiopian Christmas, and she's from Ethiopia. And I said, Addie, why don't you pray? Why don't you pray and bless this meal before to dive in? And she starts into her prayer, and I didn't correct her, so to speak, but I said, how about thank you? How about we start with thankfulness rather than asking? You know, let's start there. But Herb, looking at
you laid it out so beautifully, some of the simple things. And I want to go back to this because sometimes I know as wellness consultants, we want to help everybody. But some people, they don't want to be helped because they like being miserable. They because it gives them something to talk about. But when you're looking at people, I know you gave us the outline of, you know, people that you know. What we have to work with now with Neekin, a $19 enrollment fee. Is there a distinguishing or a just like billboard neon where you say in your mind, you know, I should really start with the customer, or is there a kind of a set of guidelines that you use in your mind? Is it better to be a customer or is it better to be a consultant? And I know the answer to this question, but I want to throw it out there so people understand. Would you introduce somebody as a consultant so they can save and get the, you know, the better price on a sleep system, you know, a pack? Talk about that.
It's an interesting topic because there's pros and cons on it. I think in the 20th century, we talked about the idea that the business is our number one thing you want to start with, because if they don't buy the idea of the business, they can still buy the idea of the products. If they don't start liking the products, they sure as heck aren't going to like the business. We're in a different season now, Vance. I think we need to look at these people and just see what their need is and go that direction. And most people aren't going to talk to you about their financial need or the fact that they're looking for a business, but they're going to talk about their sore knee, their shoulders, their arthritis, their back problems, their low energy. They're going to talk about wellness because they don't have it. So I think I talk to people about the products. Everybody needs them. I love the definition of a successful or a great business opportunity by Harvard. They say, well, you got something everybody needs, nobody has, price to sell, price for a profit. And that's what we've got. And we got a season right now where wellness is not, there's a lot of need for it psychologically, physically, emotionally, relationally. When you got a relation problems, financial problems, and you usually have, you know, health problems, you know. So I let people, I'm using the idea right now that you need these products and make an investment in your health, become a wellness consultant. It's only $19.95 and you got these products at wholesale and you can share them with your family because everybody in your family needs them. It's not just about being sick. It's about wanting to have energy. It's about wanting to have an immune system. So I've shifted gears to where I want people on applications. I want people getting emails about new products. I want people being on conference calls if they choose to be. But time is of the essence right now. We've got to get the most information out there the quick as we can. And if people are into the system of getting an email from Neekin and talking about promotions, being invited to get on a Zoom and have people talk about all their testimonials, that's priceless to me because I can't be with people as much anymore. And, you know, so that's my thinking. I'd love the $19.95 entry because I promise you $100 is a big obstacle. I can't tell you how many times in my Neekin career someone said, I have to wait till next month to buy a $60 MagStep, even when they're diabetic with neuropathy and they can't even feel their toes. They got to wait till next month for a $60 insole. So this $19.95 is a smart move.
Well, and I think, you know, one of the biggest things, and I just received an email last night from a gentleman who, his mom, he inherited all of his mom's products when she passed away a couple of years ago. And he just simply said, Vance, I'd like to talk with you. My wife and I want to talk to you via video because we can't get together in person. We live in a county that's very restricted. And I understand that. And I get it. It's fine. The Bible is very, very clear. Submit to the authorities and the guidelines above us, as long as they're not violating the golden rule and violating some absolute values. But bottom line, that's fine. And a lot of the people above us, where our family lives, we didn't vote for them, but that's fine. They're put there. And I pray that God would give them the ability to use their brain. But my this, whatever works, however I have to adapt. And again, Herb, you set that example.
To learn more about Neekin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.